Right, let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, once again, we thank you for the wonderful privilege of gathering together in your name. Lord, thank you that we can gather around your word. And Lord, this morning, let us understand your word. And let us see that your word is truth. Let us, Lord, know that there is no better thing in our lives than to believe in Jesus Christ and to know him. And Lord, as we read your word and as we see Jesus in your word this morning, Lord, may we have the peace that passes all understanding to keep us. May every person here also, Lord, have the peace that passes all understanding to know that by believing in Jesus, it is the only right thing to do. And let us understand, Lord, the privilege and the precious life that we have in Christ. And let us keep it, Lord. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, this morning we're going to be looking at the trial of Jesus. The trial of Jesus. And that is found essentially in John chapter 18 and John chapter 19. Last week we looked at the Lord's intercessory prayer found in John chapter 17. And Jesus said eternal life was to know God. And he emphasized knowledge. How important is knowledge? You see, if you have the wrong knowledge, you have the wrong Christ. It's as simple as that. Jesus said, thy word is truth. And Jesus also went on to say in John 17, sanctify them through truth and keep them because they have kept thy word. Truth is critical. This is what we see all the time in the Bible. The word was given by God so that we could know him. The word was given by God so that we could stay in the truth and not be deceived. Because deception is a huge issue, especially in the end. And as we look at the trial of Jesus today, you can't but help notice the theme of truth that keeps coming up. What is it? How do you keep it? What does it mean to you? And once you have found it, what you should do with it. And also the decisions that you make regarding the truth, the consequences that they have in your life. But before we look at John 18 today, let us first examine what the Lord instructs us concerning truth. So open with me to Proverbs chapter 23. And let's look at verse 23. With regards to truth, the word tells us, buy the truth and sell it not. Also wisdom and instruction and understanding. Well, the Bible says, buy the truth and don't sell it. This means that we should acquire truth by all rightful means. And then once acquired, we are to cleave to it. We are to guard it. And we are to defend truth even at the risk of our lives. Remember the parable Jesus said, a man sold everything just to find that pearl, that great price, that treasure of eternal life. We are to guard truth. We are to keep it. And many have died defending truth, real biblical truth. And so we are to cleave to truth. We are to cleave to wisdom. We are to cleave to understanding. And Proverbs tells us that wisdom is better than gold and understanding better than silver. And the real question is, what is your attitude to truth? How far are you prepared to go to get truth? And then once you've got it, to keep it? The word declares that you buy it. And that tells me that there's a price to pay to get it. It's valuable. And so how far are we prepared to go to keep our Christianity, to guard what we know is right in our hearts? You see, some only want to keep it when the times are good. It's easy to be a Christian when everyone else is a Christian around you. Bless me, Lord. But if you won't bless me, then I won't serve you. And people like that cannot see past this life to the eternal. Because the real blessings of God start here, but they really manifest in our lives in eternity with Him. You see, we have to realize that we are sojourners. We are passing through. This is not it. And thank the Lord for that. This is a beginning of our eternal life with Jesus Christ. But we are to keep it. The treasure that we found in our heart, the Bible says, cleave to it. Protect it. Keep it. Even at the cost of your life. And in the end, once again, that replays itself over. And many will lose their lives for Christ in the end. Because truth is important. Jesus said, without real knowledge of Jesus Christ, you cannot have eternal life. The Bible says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 that God will send strong delusion that men should believe a lie and perish to those who receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. You see, and so there's something else that we can do with truth. We are to love it. We are to embrace it. You should read your Bibles every day. You should have fresh manna from heaven every day. You should have a relationship with Christ every day. Because the Lord is precious. Truth is precious. And this is echoed in Romans chapter 1. So turn with me to Romans chapter 1. Thessalonians says that those that do not love the truth, God will hand over to delusion. Well, Romans chapter 1 basically says the same thing. Romans chapter 1 from verse 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold or resist the truth in unrighteousness. You see, we look at it and we say, well, is God really judging? Is this really happening? Is God really revealing His wrath? Verse 19. Because that which may be known of God is manifest to them. For God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen. Notice that God says that He is clearly seen. Been understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Man is without excuse for not believing in Jesus Christ. The Psalms tell us that all day long God is angry at the wicked because men resist the truth of God in unrighteousness. You see, the real thing is that man is not ignorant of God. They know God, but they choose to suppress the truth about God and live their lives as if though there is no God, full of all manner of evil and wickedness. But did you know that God's judgment is coming soon? And how can we see God's wrath revealed? How do we know that He's going to judge this world soon? We'll look from verse 26.